My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The New York Mets do it again last night. Francisco Lindor does it again last night, and they now are 11 games over 500. They have won 6 in a row. They are just about as hot as they have been at any point in the season. And of course, now we are in September. So I mentioned that this was probably the most surprising Mets team outside of 2015 so far for me. But when I listened to Evan yesterday, and I was listening to the station a lot yesterday. I listened to Evan yesterday. He opens up at 2 o'clock. He goes, now the Mets have to make the playoffs. And then I hear C-Mac this morning. Well, the Mets, now that they're here, they have to make the playoffs. And my question to them is, well, what? Like, you think about if the Yankees don't make, like, a run in the postseason, Aaron Boone gets fired. If the Jets have a terrible season, Rob Saleh's gone. Joe Douglas is probably gone. Aaron Rodgers probably retires. If the Mets don't make the playoffs, Carlos Mendoza is going to be here. David Stearns is going to be here. The core players are going to be here. And Pete Alonso is really the only question. So don't tell me they have to make the playoffs or what? Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jake. You know, they do have to make the playoffs. Really, come on.
What do you mean?
They can't drag us along like this and make us feel this good right now at this moment and not make the playoffs.
Or what happens, though?
You know what? Nothing's going to happen, but it would remind me of 2007, like where they were, where they were on fire, then all of a sudden they collapsed. I mean, now all of a sudden they're playing great baseball and they're.
And what was 2006? Remember what happened in 2006? They won the division, they went to the NLCS, and they lost in 7. They came back with tremendous expectations in 2007 and led the division for almost the entire year. You can't make a comparison between that team and this team.
But you're wrong.
I know. I went into an offseason and said, we don't really care about winning this year.
The only reason I'm bringing that up is because that's when I started here, and we lived through that. We lived every single day through that.
You're wrong.
I lived it too, man. I know. Not a good comparison. This season was throwaway season.
No. I mean, it's a good comparison because at the beginning of this year, everybody was talking about trading Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor got off to a terrible start. And this one stinks. That one sucks. Get rid of this guy. Get rid of that guy. And now all of a sudden you see what their pitching staff has done, their starting pitching staff in particular has done, and how well they have done and how many innings they have given you. And compared to what they had here last year. And all of a sudden, this team has caught fire.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.